hearing on LD 563 and move right on to the next. Let's go ahead and open the public hearing on LD 593, being presented by our very own Senator Moore.
Thank you, thank you. Good afternoon, Senator Rennie and Representative Hepper has stepped away, and my fellow distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. As you know, my name is Marianne Moore, and I proudly represent Senate District 6, which includes all of Washington County, along with 16 communities in eastern Hancock County as well. I'm here to introduce LD 593, an act to increase the bag limit for smelts for personal use from 2 quarts to 4 quarts. Last October, I was contacted by a constituent who had concerns regarding the current bag limit of 2 quarts of smelts per day. He asked me to put in a bill increasing the limit to 1 gallon. As he explained to me, he's not selling the smelts, but rather catching them for his own use, especially to keep him throughout the winter. Prior to cloture, I submitted the bill to increase the limit upon his request. After the bill was printed, the question came up as to what waters should this increased limit be applied. The initial bill included freshwater and saltwater smelt fishing, which would have required two committee involvement, including the Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, along with Marine Resources. After additional conversation with my constituent, I confirmed the intent of the bill was to increase the bag limit for smelts to be in saltwater only. Thus, the need for the proposed amendment that I've attached to my testimony. So you can see where Elaine has gratefully modified the original bill, took out the part that referenced for inland fisheries and wildlife, and left just the portion that addresses what is actually under the control of the Department of Marine Resources laws. So it's a simple bill, just making the proposed limit change under that Department of Marine Resources laws on fish. So I thank you for allowing me to present this bill, and I ask for your support.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Questions? All right. Come on back.
Thank you.
Anyone else in this room who would like to testify in favor of this bill?
Thank you, Senator Rennie and Chair Helper and members of the committee. I just want to explain to some of you folks. Okay. What's that?
Introduce yourself.
Ken Bucket Davis, House District 10. Just want to explain to some of you folks, in case you don't understand how the smelts were. Smelts, again, they come in from the salt water into the fresh water and spawn. And you dip them with a hand dip net. You used to be able to catch them with your hands, but that's illegal now. So a lot of families down my way, they take their kids in. You have to do it at nighttime, by the way. So it can get quite tricky with rock, walking around with a two-cell flashlight slipping on rocks, catching fish. I do believe that we do have quite a few smelts down in Washington County. I'm sure elsewhere in the state, they probably don't. So that is why that I co-sponsored that bill. But I believe that the department may have a better handle on it, you know, on what they believe that there is for smelts in the area. Because I'm sure they've got biologists that checks that out. Okay. Any questions?
Representative Crafts?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative. What would be the difference for you in 2 quarts versus 4 quarts for usage?
Well, I don't even bother to go for 2 quarts because they're not a real big fish. By the time you cut the head off, there's nothing left in my family because I can eat 2 quarts easily. there's not a whole lot of smelts in 2 quarts. If a family, like a father wanted to take some little kids, then I believe that they could get, you know, they each can get their 2 quarts limit. So, but yeah. If I go by myself, I don't think my wife's going to go, but she likes eating smelts, but she won't get any. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Anyone else in the room or on this committee who would like to testify in favor of this bill? All right. And you were going to lie. So. All right. Anybody who would like to testify in opposition to this bill?
I'm sorry, Senator Moore.